This is Ken Murray again. And now, here she is. The night-blooming nightingale, the alto contralto, the girl with a twirl in her voice. This is no imitation. This is Marie Wilson.
Oh, thank you. You all seem so friendly. It reminds me of a poem I learned when I was just a tiny little Buster. Friendship is sacred to many a gal, but a girl's best friend is her bosom pal. Oh, that doesn't sound right, does it? Oh, well. I guess you're wondering about the gown I'm wearing. It's very expensive and unusual. It's made of parachute silk. Of course, it doesn't work like a parachute. For instance, if I pull a certain string in the back, the dress stays there, but the musicians fly away. Gosh, a girl can get trampled to death. The rest of my gown is just sprayed on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I guess we better mend it. Oh, that's better. I hope none of you think I'm overdressed. If you like, I'll remove my earrings. At this time, I would like to tell you a little about this next production number. The management decided to let me present a ballet which I have writ. Or is it written? No, it's rotten. Myself. It's a modern version of Little Red Riding Hood entitled Rock Around the Wolf. As the scene opens, we see Little Red Riding Hood stepping out of her Cadillac convertible, singing a song explaining how she got the car by staying up all night with a healthy friend. Jack and Jill went up the hill, too. Jack fell down and broke his... Oh, my goodness. And Jill came tumbling after. Pretty little thing, isn't it? Little Red is really a very sweet girl. She's 5'4" tall, has a 16-inch waistline, a size 36 shoulders. And she's very naive. You see, her mother never explained the facts of life to her. In fact, someone had to explain the facts of life to her mother. Well, after she gets through singing, her mother hands her a basket and says, Red, your grandma got into a smack-up with her hot rod in a drag race, and she's laid up in bed. I've prepared a few essentials for her, such as a Band-Aid, a can of instant pizza, and a bottle of squeeze-it-and-pinch-it-yourself wine. Take them to your grandma, but be sure you do not linger on the way, and above all, do not talk to strangers. And so her mother makes Little Red Riding Hood promise, and away she hustles through the woods. Hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle. She's the most adorable little bustler you ever saw. And as she hustles and bustles, she sings. Mary had a little whose fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the was sure to go. Of course, the lyrics are nothing, but the music is very suggestive. Then suddenly from behind a tree, a wolf appears. She knows he's a wolf because he's wearing a checkered sports jacket, plaid slacks, and a bow tie that twirls. Hello, Little Red Riding Hood, says the wolf. Where are you going? I'm going to visit my grandma, says Red. And if you think I ain't hep to your jive, you're crazy, so get lost. But does this wolf get discouraged? No, he's been around and around and around. He rushes over to Grandma's house, drags the old lady out of bed, wraps her in his racing form, and hides her in the closet. Then he puts on Grandma's bonnet, and he jumps in bed, and he covers up his... Oh, no, that's another song. And he pulls the covers over him and pretends he's Grandma. In no time at all, Little Red Riding Hood comes hustle-bustle through the door. I tell you, she's the cutest little bustler you ever saw. Oh, Grandma, she says, what big ears you have. The better to hear you sing, my dear, says the wolf. And, oh, Grandma, what big eyes you have. The better to watch you as you sing, says the wolf. Oh, Grandma, what a big nose you have. Sing, says the wolf. That's your cue. Sing. Okay, says Red. Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a in your life?
as three blind mice. And just as she finishes the song, the wolf says, "And I'm going to run after you." And with that remark, he tosses the covers off and jumps out of bed. Little Red Riding Hood is flabbergasted. She looks at the wolf and yells, "Holy mackerel, you are not my grandmother. You are my grandfather." So now we're all set to present this ballet entitled Rock Around the Wolf. Oh, my goodness. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we'll now have to invite you to listen to my etchings of songs, because a terrible thing happened. The girl who plays the part of Little Red Riding Hood, well, it seems she came down with a severe case of Hennessy. Success is a wonderful thing, but she let it go to her head.